So tonight, I'll be sharing with you a message, a very wonderful message about the fig tree. And the title of this message is just exactly like what I just said. Somebody said the fig tree. So wherever you're watching me from, get prepared because God has something for you tonight. And he will uplift you because the God whom I save, he's a lifter of men. He takes people from nothing and makes them something. He takes people from nowhere and takes them to somewhere. He has done that before and he will do again tonight. And if you believe that he will do that tonight for you, once more time, raise up your hand and say, I believe. Now, before we go into the fig tree story, I want you to know, and this message will continue until Sunday, but I want you to know something here that is very important, that when Jesus Christ looks at you, he has a certain perception and a certain hope than you actually know or you actually think. I remember in 2010, I think I shared with you this story some years ago, that I was struggling so much in ministry and there was nothing apart from preaching and praying for people. And one time I read a story in the Bible that I'll share with you tonight. And I asked myself a lot of questions. And I hope these questions will come into your mind too tonight. So let's go into the scripture. In the book of Mark chapter 11, we're going to read from verse 12. The Bible says, and on the morrow, when they were come from Bethany, Jesus Christ, he was hungry. And seeing a fig tree afar off having leaves, he came, if haply he might find anything thereon. And when he came to eat, he found nothing but leaves, for time of figs was not yet. And Jesus answered and said unto it, I want you to hear this word. And Jesus answered unto it. It's very important to understand scripture. And Jesus answered unto it. There was a conversation between the fig tree and Jesus. What was the conversation? The time for figs is not yet. This is what the fig tree said to Jesus. My time to produce is not yet. And Jesus answered it. And this is what Jesus Christ said. He never said to the disciples, no one will eat from this tree. No, he answered it. And this is what Jesus Christ said. And Jesus answered and said unto it, no man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. And his disciples had it. This scripture changed how I think. I used to be one of those people who would actually come to Jesus and say, my time for miracle is not yet. I used to be amongst the people who would come to Jesus and say, the time to have money is not yet. Can you imagine that Jesus Christ came unto this fig tree? And the reason why he came unto this fig tree, the Bible says that he went happily, thinking he would have something to eat. But when he went there, the fig tree said unto Jesus, it's not my time to produce fruit. I just want you to remove this fig tree and put it up yourself. And think very deeply, because we're about to make a prayer tonight. I just came with a short message tonight, and I want you to pray, and I'll leave you from there. I just want you to hear this. Can you imagine if Jesus Christ would find you now and they say, I need money so that I can help the poor. And then you say, Lord Jesus, I don't have yet. And Jesus Christ said, I curse you. He said, you don't have? Jesus said, I needed something from you and you can't give me? He said, I curse you from now onwards. Nobody shall eat from you. And when I read this scripture, I said to God, I said, from now, I'll make sure I have something that if you need it, I give you. Come on, somebody raise up a hand. I said, Lord Jesus, help me tonight. Come on, somebody, you can say that again. Say, Lord Jesus, help me tonight. No, be careful because we want something to happen tonight. I want somebody who says, tonight I need something to happen to me. So whenever Jesus wants something from me, I am able to provide. Come on, raise up a hand again and say, Lord Jesus, help me tonight. Now, can you imagine here that Jesus wants something from the tree? Come on. I don't know if you hear what I'm saying. Jesus wants something from the tree, and the tree says, it's not yet my time to produce. Can you imagine if God would want something tonight from you, would you provide? Just a simple question. If God can say, I need this tonight, would you provide? Can you imagine you would answer exactly like the fig tree? What would be your answer? Lord, I'm still waiting upon you to have a miracle so I can do this. But unfortunately, Jesus Christ said, come on, I expected you to produce. Whenever I needed something, I expected you to give it unto me. And because you never gave unto me, I curse you. When I read this scripture in 2010, I said, God, I don't want to be cursed by you. Oh, am I talking to somebody here? I said, God, if you need something, I want to be saying, here it is. I need this. I need this for my kingdom. Here it is. I need to do this now. I don't want to say, God, I don't have. This is a very important message for everybody in the prophetic ministry. This is a time when each one of you must begin to make prayers and must begin to move around to be prepared to have anything that God wants you to give. If he wants you to give to the poor, here it is. If he wants you to support something, here it is. It's a time when believers must have more than enough. Come on, somebody say, hear you, prophet. Let me just say something to you. Can you imagine we are having a program and we want to build a church and God says, I need this to be done. And people are giving. I'm giving this. And you want to give and you don't have. You see what the Bible says? It says there was a man who gave talents, in other words, money, to two people. And I want you to hear this. To how many people? Two people. And they were given little money. And they were told to keep the money. And then the Bible says that one person invested the money and made profits. And one person just kept it. And Jesus Christ said, the one who never made profits, what he had will be taken away from him. And it will be given to the one who's making profits. That's a kingdom principle. If people tell you that Jesus Christ doesn't want you to do business, they are lying to you. Because Jesus himself said he's looking for people who can multiply what he gives them. The whole reason we all created the whole world was multiplication. From the book of Genesis, the Bible says God blessed man and he said, be fruitful. God wants you to be fruitful. Secondly, he said multiply. Whatever God gives you, he wants you to multiply, whether through business, investments, anything that you do, so that when he wants something from you, you should be able to provide. And tonight, I came here to pray for this, that every person who's not fruitful, you must receive an anointing tonight of becoming fruitful. That if he wants a fruit from your tree, you should be able to provide. Tonight I came to pray for somebody who says, I wanna multiply. The little man I have, it must become millions or billions. So that if Jesus wants a fruit, I must be able to supply. Anyone else who believes that can happen tonight, once again, raise up a hand and say, I believe. Now, let's just go ahead here. Now, in the book of John, chapter 15, we'll just read there. From verse 1, the Bible says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. In verse 2, every branch in me that bears not fruit, he taketh away. In NIV, it speaks much better, not taketh away. It says, he cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit. This is Jesus again. He has just cursed a tree. And again in chapter in the book of John, he's also saying that if you don't bear fruit, he cuts you off. Since you must be very careful, because you can be a branch that has been cut off because you're producing nothing. This is a season that we as the church must begin to produce, must begin to multiply. Whatever we have must begin to be fruitful in every way that we have. And if you believe that it can happen tonight, I want us to pray together, because God told me, he said, pray for my people. I have spoken to you that it's a year of worthy transfer, because God wants you to be millionaires, multimillionaires, billionaires, so that you can be fruitful in his kingdom. There are people out there who are dying with hunger. The kingdom, the church of God, needs you to support it, needs you to build it. But it will not be built with the people who are just in church and saying, here I am, Lord, but it's not my time to be fruitful. Because Jesus curses such type of trees. I don't want you to be amongst the trees that Jesus will say, no one will eat from you. I want you tonight to make a prayer that I receive an anointing. I receive an anointing. I receive an anointing that will make me become fruitful, that will make me multiply, replenish, take over in the name of Jesus. That's why God gave us a command as the Jesus Nation. He said, go ye out and take over the systems of this world. Completely go and paralyze them in finance, in religion. Go and take over in education as educational prophets, financial prophets, religious prophets. God wants us to take over, so that when he comes to you and he say, I need you to do this, you don't say, it's not my time. You say, here I am, take the fruit. Now the Bible says, every branch that bears no fruit, he cuts off. Every branch in me that bears no fruit. Well, every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. I am so much worried about this scripture, and I feel so heavy in my spirit. It's a message that you should actually ask yourself questions to say, what am I really doing for the kingdom? Am I fruitful, or am I amongst the people who anytime from now Jesus will cut me off? Unfortunately, there's a law of a tree that has been cut off. The law is this: when a tree has been cut off, it falls down. But if you see it today, you want to know it's cut off, because the leaves won't dry same day. I'm not talking to somebody here. You will still see the tree with the green leaves, but it has been cut off. Trust you me. So we have some people who actually can be cut off by God, and they still think they're still there, but actually they are cut off. It's a matter of time, they'll dry completely. But the Bible says there's hope for a tree that has been cut off. It can shoot again. Now, I don't know if I'm talking to somebody tonight, but it's so dangerous to be cursed by God himself, to say no one will eat from you. Because when I needed you to do my kingdom work, when I needed you to support my work, you could not provide. Can you imagine that? In verse 3, the Bible says, you are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. In verse 4, it says, remain in me as also I remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. In verse 5, that's the most important part. I am the vine and you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. So we have hope here that if I'm not bearing fruit, he says, just abide in me, live in me. He says, without me, you will not produce. This is why tonight we want to involve Jesus in everything we do. This is why tonight, after failing to bear anything, we want to say, Lord, as he says in the scripture, without me, you cannot bear fruit. We want to pray tonight that Jesus, I want you to bear fruit. Are you here? Yes. Are you here? Yes. Say, I want to produce. How many here they are actually saying that, prophet, if Jesus would come now and say, I need you to do this, I want to do it because I am not yet ready. So I need a prayer tonight so that by tomorrow morning, if he says I need this, oh my God. How many are saying by next week, Tuesday? How many are saying by next week, by this month end? When Jesus says I need you to do this, I don't want to say I cannot afford for now. I want to say here I am. It is written of me in thy volumes of thy books. I have come to do your will, oh God. Am I talking to somebody, right? Can you imagine if Jesus Christ can come now and say, hey, you, I want you to build my church over there. You're like, oh, I actually want to do it, but I have no resources. Time has come when Jesus comes to you and he says, do this. Be like, willingly. 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 If God wants something from you, you must be able to provide. Well, some people are waiting on God, just like the fig tree. The fig tree said, yeah, I'm not yet ready to give. Jesus said, no one will eat from you. For I needed something and you never provided. I'm telling you tonight that someone else who will catch this revelation by Tuesday next week, by this month end, you shall become the tree. Whenever God wants something from you, you will be able to provide. Raise your hand and say, receive it. Come on, someone raise your hand and say, in the name of Jesus, whatever is fruitful in my life, I command you now.
I command you now.
Start being fruitful.
Start being fruitful.
Now the Bible says the reason why the fig tree did not produce the fruit or did not provide to Jesus, it was not its season. I have a problem with this. Should we say that Jesus Christ was mentally disturbed to go to a tree and say, I'm looking for a fig tree, for a fig fruit, during a season it wasn't for figs? It was, but only this tree, it was not a season. It may happen that somebody's watching me now, somebody's here, that all the times you miss your season, I want you to pray for this season to be your season. This should be your season. To produce fruit. I just call. Rado Shefrahida Kapahatas. I'm seeing something happening to somebody right now. And come on. Just believe this. Because God wants to change your season. So you can become the fruit that can produce. Whenever God wants you to do something, you should be able to say, here I am. Here I am, Lord. Here I am. If he comes and walks in your house, can you imagine? Can you imagine the Bible? God will actually go in people's houses. Have you noticed? God never went into a house of anyone in Jerusalem and he said, build me a house. Apart from going to the house of Solomon, because God knew Solomon was capable financially. Can you imagine some of you, you don't have visitations of angels because they know even if they come to your house and tell you something, you want to do it. Can you imagine? We have people. Look around the Bible. Look around the Bible. People God would use to do something. They had a capacity. Joseph of Arimathea. God used him to take the body of Jesus from the cross. The Bible says because he was a worthy man and a disciple of Jesus. So if God has to use us, we must be willing and capable. When I read this scripture, I told God, I said, God, anytime you need me to do something for you, I will do it. I said, I don't want any day you to come to me and say, do this. And I'm like, it's not my season. May this be your season in the name of Jesus. I said, may this be your season in the name of Jesus. May this be your season. Wherever you are, I speak to your business, to your opportunities. I speak to your career, to your work, to everything around you. Let them hear the voice of the Lord. This shall be your season. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 20, I'll finish the scripture. The Bible says, but in a great house, they are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some
to dishonor.
What does that mean? It says in every house, every great house, including in my house. If you go in my house, there are things that are made of wood and there are things that are made of clay. But also, there are things that are made of gold. And there are also things that are made of silver. And the things that are made of wood and clay, if you enter my house, you want to see them. Do you understand? They're in the kitchen. But anything beautiful, it is there to be displayed. So the Bible says, these things of God, they are made to be displayed. But there are also things of wood and clay. These things, if you go, the cooking stick, anything else, I won't even put it to be displayed. For what reason? So the Bible says in the church, there are two groups of people. There are those people that actually spiritually, God has categorized them as made of wood and clay. And there's a group of people that are categorized as of silver and gold. Before I even continue, where are you? It's okay. It's an answer in your heart. But hear this. Oh, can I continue? You're tired. Can you imagine? Can you imagine that then he puts you, and then he puts others as silver and gold? The reason is that these ones, he can display them anytime. He's not ashamed to display them. He's my prophet, the major one. He puts me there. He knows any time. I want to embarrass him. He knows it. Say, me too. I wanted to hear that. Can you imagine God hiding you? The Bible says, go back to scripture. I want you to hear this. This is interesting. It says, I want you to hear this statement. But in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and earth, clay. Then it says these ones of silver and gold are for honor. And some of clay and wood are for dishonor. Let's go to NIV. It says, in a large house, there are articles not only of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay. Some are for special purposes. Purposes and some for common use. Can you imagine that God has grouped us to say that woman is for special purposes? If we want to do something in the kingdom, God would be like, son, don't worry. Just to say what you want to do. I have raised up special sons and daughters who do it. And then you're just for common use, only for offering. Say not again. Come on, say louder. Say not again. Come on, somebody say not again. So I'm moving to another level. I'll be used for special purpose. Can you imagine that? If you give, it must be offering like I've given. Somebody say, I am for a special purpose. I am for a special purpose. And that my prayer for you tonight, that you become for a special purpose. Whenever God wants something, he must find it in you. Whenever God is looking for something useful, he must actually say, I have a son I can use. Someone who any moment God wants something, this person will be available to do it. Now, let me continue reading a scripture for you. Then the Bible says, in verse 21, it's getting interesting. Those who cleanse themselves from the latter will be instruments for special purposes, made holy, useful to the master, and prepared. Did you hear that? They'll be made holy, useful to the master. Not just holy. We have a lot of people who are just holy. But the Bible here says, useful to the master. If the master wants something, this person will be able to do it. If the master wants you to help in his kingdom, you will be able to help in his kingdom. The Bible says useful. Not only that, prepared to do any good work, not some, but any. This person is prepared. If God wants you to do that, he says, I'm going to do it. Because this person is a vessel for special purposes. This vessel is a vessel for honor. And God will take you and put you in the display cabinet so people can see who you are. It's a moment God takes his people and put them on top so they can produce more. He prunes them off so they can produce more fruit. He takes you and he says, I will expose you to the world. He takes you and says, I will expose you to the people so they know you are mine. Am I talking to somebody right here? If you believe, raise up your right hand and say, I believe. And you can raise up your two hands and say, I receive it. Say, from now, I refuse just to be a servant of common use. From now, I'll be a servant of special purpose. I'll be displayed. I'll be a servant of honor in the name of Jesus. I'll be a servant prepared to do any good work. So Lord, help me. Oh Lord, help me as I pray for this season. I will produce in this season. I'll bear fruit in this season. I refuse to be unfruitful in this season. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. This is my season. I am producing by the power of the Holy Ghost.